Wayne Swan will set out a 10-year plan to pay for disability care and school funding increases in tonight's budget. The Treasurer's sixth budget will reveal a deficit, but he's promising to outline a path back to surplus. Mr Swan says there will be significant savings on top of the cuts already revealed. Coalition MPs and senators will meet today to decide whether to back a referendum to recognise local councils in the constitution. A growing number of coalition members have been speaking out against the proposal. The opposition's local government spokesman Barnaby Joyce backs the move, but others are threatening to cross the floor. Shocking new research has revealed the extent of sexual violence in Victoria's psychiatric hospitals. The report by the Victorian Mental Illness Awareness Foundation has found nearly half of the female patients surveyed had been sexually assaulted inside psychiatric wards. Fire has gutted one house and severely damaged another at Turinga in Brisbane's west. The blaze broke out just before 11:30 last night. It quickly spread to the adjacent house. All 10 occupants managed to escape unharmed. On the Gold Coast, fire has severely damaged a waterside home still being built, and water police have rescued two men who abandoned their fishing trawler when it caught fire just off Mermaid Beach. Police investigating a shooting at a Mother's Day parade in New Orleans have released security camera video of a possible suspect. 19 people, including two children, were injured in the attack. Police are searching for three suspects seen fleeing the area.